jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Night sunshine, the ghetto bird chimes 4 a.m. Welcome to the west, a mosquito to kiss your hands and feet. Welcome to this dirty business. I was surprised when you called me a lady, 'cause I'm still not so sure that that's what I wanna be. 'Cause I remember the 80s, and I remember its puffy sleeves. You say I'm lucky to be here, and maybe you can take this over, and I'll gladly wear the pants into the next century, past the scanners with ease, past armies of them who once played in a band and wasted it complaining like a trust fund kid, paying you to play here while they hate you because of it. Say I'm lucky to be here, but I've been driving for 21 days. Break drags the ground. God, if you only knew what my candid fist could do. The curtain's closing in from all directions. Just answer my question. Perhaps it's best if I continue starring me as you, me as you, starring me as you, me as you. There you are at the edge of the world. Dangling with my heart a-pounding above a gulf of hamstrung promises. You sang like auld lang syne. You wanted it so badly that you believed them at the time. Every fashion's flame, every jet plane lie, every second helping of that off-ramp fame. We die a little, you're right. I'm from nowhere.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello, happy Monday. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might be listening in Nova Scotia at Axe Radio Canada, or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you for being with me today. And today we are speaking with a returning guest, Jay Bedella. I met him quite a few years ago at a Wayne Dyer event, and he had something really interesting going on, an organization called Christmas Future. And there's been a few different incarnations of this idea over the years. And he has just been working tirelessly to eradicate extreme poverty. And he's working on a new project now. So welcome to the show, Jay.
Thank you so much for having me, Marie.
Thank you. So tell us, what is this new project?
Sure. It's called Good Pin. And essentially, it's the ability for people to maximize their good and their connection to good. We've got this term called frictionless good. We have a belief that everybody in some corner of their heart and mind has a desire to impact the world in some positive way. So we want to reduce all the friction between that desire and that action. So essentially, GoodPin is an application of a mobile app that you can give in any moment that you feel inspired to give, and then it publishes out to your social stream. So it lets other people in your network know about good going on around them and inspire them towards more good as well. And then the cool part is that retailers and corporate sponsors can then match your giving or fully sponsor your giving, and that publishes out to the social stream as well.
Ooh, so fully, this is interesting. Someone can fully sponsor your giving. So if you are like a student, you don't have a lot of money, but you want to contribute, you could find a sponsor, and then they would be forking out the money every time you feel inspired to give?
That's very, very close. So that's part of the model. But I guess the typical use case would be if, say, for example, you walk into a coffee shop and that coffee shop wants to help change the world and help you change the world. You might walk into the coffee shop with the Good Pin app on your phone and you get a push notification that says coffee shop X wants to give you $5 towards this charity. Will you accept that and let your friends know about it? That can happen anywhere in the world with geolocation. So you can be getting these opportunities to accept sponsorship towards great causes, whether you choose the cause or they choose the cause. It's up to you.
Cool. So are you still doing UN Poverty?
Yeah, so UN Poverty is still moving forward. The cool thing about UN Poverty is that we always struggled to find the money to do the things that we needed to do with that organization. And we've very recently hooked up with a group that has a very similar vision and has the funding behind them to take it to that next level. So we're actually working with them to sort of wind that up and take it to the next level. It's pretty exciting.
Cool. Well, it's just, maybe we can talk a little bit about what inspired you to do this, because you were pretty successful, making a lot of money, and then one day something changed for you and you wanted to focus on doing good.
Yeah, I guess quite early on I learned that I have a lot through traveling around the world. Just by living in North America, pretty much if you have a job, if you have a vehicle, it doesn't even have to be yours, and if you have a place to lay your head at night, you're in the top 5% wealthiest people in the world. And I guess I traveled down the path coming from North America, around the world, seeing a whole bunch of stuff, and realizing, really connecting with the fact that we have so much. And wouldn't that be cool if we could just share a little bit of that with the rest of the world so that the rest of the world could have enough as well?
And so let's talk a little bit, just so people really have a clear understanding of what it means to be in poverty. You say that you could be homeless in Vancouver, eating out of a dumpster,
and probably having healthier meals and a better place to sleep than someone in another country.
So exactly.
What does that really look like? And numbers-wise, they're living on less than a dollar a day, right?
Exactly. The UN has come out with a number that says people that living on under $1.25 a day are considered extreme poor in the classic definition. And it's interesting because they say that they're living in extreme poverty when, in fact, that line, it means that they're actually, if they have $1.25 a day or less, it means they're actually dying from extreme poverty. They're not getting enough food, water, clean water, shelter, medicine to sustain their life. They're actually dying in extreme poverty below that line. So it's an amazing amount of people that are in our world suffering in extreme poverty. And it's, like you said, it's very different than the poverty that we see here, that we're exposed to here. And it doesn't mean that the poverty here shouldn't be addressed or it's not important and it's not catastrophic. It just means it's a fundamentally different thing.
So, Jay, with your GoodPin app, is it out yet? How do we get it? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, so GoodPin today is in the App Store. It's a pre-release version, and we're coming out with another release in the middle of March, which is going to be the more social and fun version of the app. So right now, you could download it in the App Store. And it's kind of fun right now, but not anywhere near the level of sort of social engagement that we're going to have in the next iteration.
And when are you expecting this more fun app to come out?
Middle of March. So we're targeting March 15th right now, and it looks like we're going to hit that date, which is really exciting. And you're going to be able to sort of, give the way that people want to give nowadays. I guess with all this exposure to technology and social and texting and communication and mobile, people are different now. They expect different things. And the way that it's been done in the past is not good enough, quite frankly. Giving is broken. Doing good is broken. And when you think about how maybe your last two or three experiences with a nonprofit or a charity asking you for money or you giving money to a charity, it's probably not a very rewarding experience. The research is out, and there's so much research on these nowadays about how the next generation wants to give. And they want to give in the moment when they feel inspired, and they want to give to something that matters to them, not be told what they should give to. And they want to give in smaller amounts, and as a matter of fact, they do. 60% gave to charity, and on average, $481 in the year. So these people are giving small amounts throughout the year, in the moment, and things that they care about. And they're inspired by what their friends give, too. So they talk with their friends, and they say, yeah, that's a really cool thing. I want to be a part of that as well. So that's how the next generation gives. It's not the big check at the end of the year that you get nothing back for. It's actually a way to participate in the moment with your friends and then feel really awesome about it. And really, you should feel awesome about it because you're doing something good in the world.
There's so many questions that I have, Jay. I really love the giving in the moment feeling, because even if you're a student or something, like to give, like you said, $481 on average a year, for someone to write a check for $481, they're like, wow. That's a lot of money, but they might give a dollar or $2 or $5 when they feel good about it in the moment, and it's not a drain on them. It's actually giving them energy by doing this and sharing it with their friends.
Precisely, and it's cool because those little acts inspire other little acts, which come together to make a way bigger impact than you could ever imagine, and we've seen that time and time again, right? If someone gives $2 here, $2 there, and then all of a sudden there's this really massive impact and momentum gathering towards making a big change in the world.
So, Jay, my next question is how you choose the charities, because I was actually looking up some of these bigger charities, and their CEOs make $500,000 a year. I'm sorry, but for me to give to, that's just unacceptable.
Exactly. And a lot of people feel that way. Again, the old model is broken and it's got to change. And what we want to do is put that power into the hands of people to decide what they want to give to and make it easy for them. So essentially, we're moving towards being a platform where you can choose whatever you want to give to. But in the early stages, we're going to curate that that list of charities and causes that you give to make it easier for you. So we're going to choose the best ranked by all the different sort of charity evaluator organizations and websites, and choose the top two or three in each category that most people know about and most critics would agree are doing a really great job. And if they can't show impact and demonstrate impact, then they can't get onto our platform right now. Eventually, we're going to be able to show rankings so that the crowd can choose, right? So that you can actually choose intelligently what you want to give to, because who am I to judge if you really want to give to that charity? I can't take that away from you. But in the early stages, we're going to curate and whittle down the list to only the best charities.
And you, how do you determine the best?
Again, we refer to the ranking systems that, like Charity Navigator, et cetera, the professionals that are looking at the details behind these charities and saying, yeah, here's how they do in the world compared to others. And quite frankly, here's how they do, period.
Okay, so not just the best known charities, but the ones that are making the most impact.
Definitely not. Yeah. Okay.
And so how is this going to be? Because you're going to be, one person might be giving to UN poverty, or another one might be giving to the SPCA. So, I mean, how is this going to be different than the working on ending extreme poverty?
Well, essentially, we've gone bigger because we have a belief, a fundamental belief that everyone has a desire to make the world even just a little bit better at some point. They want to save the aardvarks or build a school in Kigali, or they want to do something in the world to make it a bit better place. So we've sort of looked at the problem of extreme poverty in the world, and that's those are my roots, as you referred to. That's where I started wanting to engage people in this change of the world to make it better, because it's up to us. It's only up to us. Only we can make a difference. Only we can change things. So this desire to empower people to change the world that they live in was really growing in me throughout the UN era. And now it's gone bigger, because I believe that everyone wants to do this. So give them the ability in any moment to participate in something bigger than themselves and make a bigger difference in the world. In that moment, whenever they feel inspired, be right there with the ability for them to translate that good desire in their heart to good action and impact in the world. So remove the friction from the system of converting desire for good into actual good.
Hmm. I love how passionate you are about this, Jay. I just feel like your passion for making the world a better place, just being in it and being passionate, makes the world a better place. And you're just like setting out this ripple of energy into the world where other people are going to want to. And I think that's what you're saying with the social media aspect. You're wanting to do that on like a global scale.
Exactly. We believe in this thing called the virtuous cycle, where if someone does just a little bit of good and someone else sees it, it makes more good happen. And then that makes more good happen. And then that makes more good happen. And it spirals upwards towards more good. And this is a tool to participate in something good going on and then send those ripples out around the world and watch the virtuous cycle take off, right? Watch it happen and inspire more good.
And so you said that you can get the app now. It's the More Fun app is coming out in mid-March. But what about, so if because I want everyone to remember this. If 3 weeks from now they're going to be, you know, worrying about their job and whatever else is in the news headlines. So how do we inspire people right now, today, in this moment, while they're hearing this broadcast, to take action and get on board with GoodPin?
I would sincerely suggest going and downloading the app right now, because if you did that, you can try it out and get a feel for it. Right now, you can actually download the app, and you don't even have to register. You can turn the app sideways, and you can see the good pins that have been dropped around you, and you can actually check out what's been going on in your neighborhood around you. So right now, you can see that. Download it today, and then as the updates come out, you'll just be notified that there's more updates to the app, and you can check it out. So the excitement will build. It's building for me anyway. I'm pretty excited about what's happening next. So yeah, that's a great way to get involved, is download it right now.
Cool. And then when the new version comes out, it'll just like update, right?
Exactly. It'll tell you, just like all the other apps on your phone, it'll say, hey, there's an update available. Why don't you download it now?
Okay, awesome. And is this just for iPhone? Is it on Android? How does that work?
Right now, we're a startup, so we're cutting our teeth in the iPhone space. That's the native app that we've developed. But the cool thing is, right now, Android users, any kind of a mobile user with a smartphone, can go to our site, our website, www.good.pn, and it's a responsive site. So you can actually donate through the website if you have a mobile phone.
Cool.
Yeah.
And can you do it on your computer too? Good.pn?
You betcha. Yeah, okay. You bet.
I'm not super tech savvy, and I have an Android phone, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're one of the cool kids. Everyone's moving towards Android these days.
Are they? My friend has an iPhone. I was out with him yesterday, and it seems to do so many more fun things. But I don't want to do an ad for Apple phones here. But
exactly. All right. Erase that part. Edit.
All right. So let's talk more. Again, that website, you can use it on your phone or your computer, is good.pn, or you can get it in the iTunes App Store, I guess.
You got
right
it.
Right now is the good pin. And so let's talk more about this virtuous cycle and what happens.
Yeah, sure. Like I said, we really believe that people want to make the world a better place, and that humans are inherently social. And that we want to be part of something bigger than ourselves. So all these sort of core human desires, things that make us human, exist. We're not creating these things. They actually exist. So the virtuous cycle is a belief that if one person does one good thing, it actually inspires another person. And I don't know about you, but I've experienced this every day. For example, walk down the street when someone smiles at you, or you smile at someone else. I've experienced it when someone smiles at me. I feel better. I suddenly feel happier. I feel more excited about life, and I feel really excited. So the next thing that happens is I go to the coffee shop, and I deal with the person that's serving me a coffee. And all of a sudden, I'm more nice to that person than maybe I usually am, and I have a little bit of chit-chat, and I make a little joke. And it makes their day a little bit better. And then they go back to the staff in the back, and they ask the chef to prepare XYZ, and all of a sudden that interaction is more positive. So it just keeps fueling more and more good the more it happens. And we've heard of the vicious cycle where, you know, classic example is with war. You know, someone does something, and then it escalates. Not just an exact retaliation, but an escalated retaliation. And then it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And we see that on an interpersonal level as well, in our human relationships. So this vicious cycle, if we flip it around, it's actually, I think, more effective than the vicious cycle. I think the virtuous cycle has way more fuel and way more energy than the vicious cycle. I think there's more potential in that cycle. And I've seen it, like I said, happen all the time.
Yay. Ooh, you're such an inspiration, Jay. I always love having you on the show. And I'm so glad that we met at that Wayne Dyer event all those years ago.
Because it was a long time ago. It's fantastic.
It was. And that was really when you were just getting started with the whole Christmas future.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been a long road, that's for sure. And I've learned a heck of a lot. And one of the things that I learned through my work with you and poverty has been that, you know, people do have a desire for good, but you have to remove all of the obstacles and let them create that connection with the good. because it's there. It's within them. You just got to get all the other stuff out of the way and make it super easy and super fun, and then make it really rewarding for you, because it should feel awesome to do good things, should it not? Like, it should just feel really good. And that's what our goal is to connect people with each other, connect people with good, celebrate the good, show the good, and just add more and more fuel into this virtuous cycle.
Well, Jay, that's so true, because it's totally different when you say do a random act of kindness for someone, like you say, smile at someone or help an old lady across the street with her groceries or something. You're able in that moment to feel good about what you're doing. Whereas writing a check, I mean, you know, on an intellectual level that you're making a difference, but you don't get that energetic, you don't really receive back.
Exactly.
And so it sounds like that's what the GoodPin app is going to be doing, is really just giving as much bang for your energetic buck as you can get.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. And that's the whole point. And actually, there's science behind that, too. We want you to weave doing good into every day. Like, if you did one good thing every single day consciously, that would have such a dramatic impact on your joy and your happiness. And there's a lot of happiness research out, as you probably are aware. We can't go too far without hearing more and more about happiness these days. But the truth is that if you give, there's been studies, if you give, $5, as little as $5 three times a week to something and do that for 3 weeks, that will dramatically release a lot of cortisol into your stream and actually make you happier and more trustworthy and more connected to those around you, which again fuels more of the virtuous cycle.
Mm-hmm. Well, even in cognitive behavioral therapy, people who have depression and things like that, one of the techniques is to do some act of good.
Whether
it's to send an email and just say, hey, I care about you, I'm thinking about you, or whether it's to give to charity or something, because it boosts, like you said, it boosts all of those good, feel-good hormones. It boosts your own self-esteem. It actually makes you feel, especially because so many people, I was talking with my friend about this over the weekend, how a lot of the fact that we have a job and all of that is only because we're told that that's what is expected. And a lot of people are walking around in the world lacking purpose.
When
you do one act of good, when you connect with another person, that's giving your life in that moment purpose and rippling out and creating more purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're connecting to everyone in that moment. You're connecting to the universal good. Absolutely.
Yay. Okay, well, it is time for it's time for a break, so we'll be back with more synchronicity in a moment. Right now, we are speaking with Jay Baydala, and we're talking about his new mobile app, GoodPin, and it's all about giving, and it's on a social scale, and we'll talk more about it after the break. But if you have an iPhone, you can go to the iTunes store and download the app now. There will be an update in a couple of weeks that is going to be even bigger and better. But right now, go and get it. If you're totally inspired by this conversation, I urge you to get that app on your iPhone. It's the GoodPin app. And if you have another kind of smartphone or no smartphone, you can go to good.pn either on your internet, on your phone, or on the computer. So this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie Bernard, and we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Vancouver as part of a research study being conducted by the University of British Columbia. In this program, you are invited to attend exercise classes offered 3 days per week for 3 months. If you are interested, call Dr. Samantha Harden at 604-822-9140. Again, the number is 604-822-9140. More information at goal.kin.educ.ubc.ca. A new funding opportunity is available for Aboriginal youth in BC who wish to pursue a career in the arts through the Creative Youth Initiatives program, which is being funded by the BC government. The First Peoples Cultural Council will implement the pilot program called Aboriginal Youth Engaged in the Arts through a partnership with the BC Arts Council, which will provide $200,000 to the FPCC for the new program. Grants of up to $15,000 will support projects in any artistic discipline: visual, music, performing, dance, media, and literary. These projects will engage the youth in the arts through interactions with artists visiting through short-term residencies in remote and reserve communities. They will engage youth in arts through workshop series with local artists working in any discipline. During youth workshops or collaborations, visiting artists will work with local artists to build their capacity to engage with the youth through the arts. The application deadline is March 17, 2014. For more information about their program and how to apply, go to fpcc.ca and check out their youth engagement in the arts.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie Bernard, and I am pleased to be talking today with Jay Baydala because he is really a maverick, a pioneer, I don't know, so many good words. He is an inspiration to the global movement of creating positive change in the world, which is really what this show is all about, is us feeling better about ourselves and that going out into the world and making the world a better place because we are happier and feeling good about ourselves. Welcome back to the show, Jay.
Thank you so much.
So I'm looking at the site, since I can't get it on my phone, is good.pn. And in radio, you never know who's tuning in, tuning out, whatever. So do you want to just give us a quick recap in case new people are tuning in? What is the Good Pin app?
You bet. Essentially, GoodPin is an in-the-moment giving app where you can give to something, small amounts, to something that inspires you in any moment, and then it publishes out to your social stream so that your friends can see the good that you're participating in and the impact that you're making in the world and be inspired themselves to participate. And then retailers and corporations and sponsors can also fully sponsor your giving or match your giving, and then that publishes out to your friends as well.
Cool. And it's available in the App Store if you have an iPhone, and if you don't, you can go to good.pn, either on your computer or on your smartphone. And so I'm looking at the good.pn site, and there's, you can click on See the Good, and then there's a little map. Can you explain what I'm seeing here?
Yeah, you bet. So we wanted people to get value from the app without having to log in or register or anything like that, just so they could see what it was about. And we have a belief that essentially if you see good going around you, the good exists. It's just hidden. Good is often more humble than bad. Good doesn't publicize itself. It doesn't shout it out and say, I'm here doing good. So we wanted to help sort of bring up the profile of good and bring it up in the consciousness of the world and reveal it. Because we believe that if you see more good, that you'll do more good and you'll feel good. So what we've done is we've created a map so that if you turn the app sideways, it'll pop up a map around you and show you all the good pins that have been dropped in different areas around you. And it'll show you the people that have done it. And you can click on their little icons and check out who's giving what to where. And you can follow friends and you can learn more about what's going on in your neighborhood.
Cool. And so I'm looking right now and most of the little hearts are in Calgary. So this is pretty brand new.
That's correct.
Are these all your buddies that are doing this?
Well, we launched in Calgary, so the theory is that flowers grow best where they're planted and where they started. So we launched just before Christmas with this pre-release to help give people in Calgary a chance to give to some good causes around town. And I believe that over that period, about 3,000 people signed up, and we got over $500 towards a charity here in town. That doesn't include all the other charities, but the Christmas campaign helped feed 420 people during the Christmas holidays.
Wow.
So it was a pretty exciting little test in the market, but the point is 420 meals went out because this app was released before Christmas. That's pretty spectacular. It really had an impact. So real people ate those meals and real people's lives were affected. And that doesn't even talk about the impact in the people that were able to participate in that good and make those gifts or those donations. So, again, it comes back to this virtuous cycle. People get to participate in the good going on around them. In any moment they feel excited about it or inspired, whether they're inspired by their friends or something they hear on the news or something they see on TV, they can give in any moment. And then it publishes out to social, and then you see it here. You see it on the map and see the good going on around you and hopefully get more inspired to do more good.
So, Jay, now is it just posting the event, like Marie donated $5 to whatever, or can I also comment on, like, yeah, I just gave this, and now I'm feeling really good?
Precisely. That's the thing, is that we call them micro storytelling. Micro storytelling is where it's at. Like, that's what gets your other friends engaged in what you're doing when you share your passion and your story about why you wanted to give. You know, that's what's going to motivate them to say, hey, I want to do something about that too. I'm drawn into your story. So we have a feature called Amplify. And yeah, that's the whole ripple effect. So if I'm out with my friends and I tell a story about why I wanted to give $2 to Charity Water because I feel fortunate enough to have a drink on a Friday night with two of my friends and I'm feeling really blessed and I just want to give a little bit back, and my other friends see it online and they say, yeah, that's pretty wicked. I can, you know, I was there with Jay last week. I want to amplify that. My little ripple can start to grow and grow and actually start to impact people's lives in a very real way. So it's not just me giving $2 to Charity Water and maybe giving a cup of water to someone in a developing world once, but when my friends see that story, they can participate, and that one glass of water can quickly turn into a whole village getting water for a year.
Well, and Jay, I love the inspirational aspect of this, because there's so many times where I've been, there's a couple of commercials, one for an animal rescue organization and another for the starving children in Africa, and they guilt you into giving money, and it's, you feel so bad, and you could be in a great mood, and then you hear this sappy song, and you see these poor dying animals, and then you feel guilty for turning it off because you can't look at it. It's so awful. And then walk around all day feeling bad that you didn't give them money.
Exactly. Yep. That's the giving industry. It's shocking. You know, so many other industries have been disrupted through the use of technology, through the good use of technology, empowering people with tools and communication and what they need to, I guess, essentially take the power away from certain organizations and give it into the hands of everyday folks. And that's not quite yet happened in the giving industry, where there's certain large organizations that often use the guilt tactic to motivate people to give. And it's just not a very rewarding experience in any regard. So we're trying to disrupt that entire market and do giving the way that people want to actually do giving.
Awesome. And so a little bit more about how you choose the charities. So I work with the Vancouver Crisis Center. I volunteer with them. So I might decide I want to give money to them. Now, at this point with the Good Pin app, can I do that? Or are you still at the phase where I have to choose from what you've pre-selected?
Yeah, right now, and probably for the next month or so, you'll have to choose from the list that we've curated very carefully to provide as much option to you as possible in the moment. Now, we realize that people want to give to things that they're passionate about, and we are taking suggestions from people even at this point. If they want certain causes included, we can work with those causes to get them in there. But yeah, in the short term, we're still at that phase of our organizational growth that we're curating.
So for this moment, and I still want to encourage everyone who's inspired to download this app while it's still in these testing phases, because you will get the update as soon as it's bigger and better and ready to go. But what about, so people right now in Vancouver, or I have listeners in India, I mean, how right now are they still going to be able to, what kind of charities are going to be accessible to them?
Yeah, we're that's a great question. We're actually working quite furiously in the background to provide enough local and national selection in Canada for people that want to participate here, because this is our backyard, and quite quickly after that into the United States, and then quite quickly after that broadening the selection throughout the world. So in the short term, look for stuff from markets around you, and then in the United States, and then you'll see the ability to add whatever charity that you want that's a registered charity in Canada.
Cool. And then when is that going to happen? Because I really want, like I said, I want the momentum from this interview to really help inspire people to get the app, even if they can't use it to the full functionality right this second.
Exactly. So like I said, in 2 weeks, you'll be seeing 2 to 3 weeks, you'll be seeing the new release of the app, which will be more social and fun. And in that release, you'll see a broader selection of charities that you can give to. And then within a month from then, you should see a full selection of Canadian registered charities that you can put whatever you want into the app.
Okay. Well, I just had a thought also, because I want to keep this going. And you know that I love promoting your stuff because you're doing good work in the world. CITR actually runs public service announcements. So if you guys can put together some kind of like 30-second or 1-minute ad, I would be more than happy to play it regularly on the show, and I'm sure other people at the station would play it on theirs as well.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And, you know, all the university stations across Canada, I'm sure that if they knew about this, they would be happy to jump on board too. Like, let's just really take advantage of this and make it as big as we can.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Yay.
That's a phenomenal idea. Another thing that you might be interested to hear, in these sort of beginning phases, we've done specific campaigns with specific charities. And when I hear you talking about the cause that you're passionate about there, maybe you'd like to work with us to hold a little campaign and get that charity into our database so that you can see funds going towards something that you're passionate about.
Cool. So what if someone wanted to do a campaign for that, what would that look like?
Well, you can see sort of currently in the app right now. You'd see a little bit of a banner in the stream of activity that says, hey, this campaign is going on and this is why. So like a little micro advertisement that you can just click on and give to that particular cause. And then it's up to the charity and to corporate sponsors as well to get the word out to their people. And we also rely on mavens, what we call mavens, people that have the ear of others and influence others to say, this is an important cause and this is something that I'm passionate about, so let's all give to it. And then just promote the fact that people can do it and see that giving happening and encouraging others to give and sponsors matching it possibly.
Cool. So I just want to put this out there in case people are just tuning in or missed something earlier. We're talking about the Good Pin app. So if you have an iPhone, you can go to the iTunes store and download it there. I'm assuming it's free to download?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you can go to the iTunes app store and download it for your iPhone. If you have an Android or no smartphone, you can go to good.pn. on the internet. That's good.pn. And you mentioned, though, I'm at that site, and you mentioned the stream of activity. Is that just on the iPhone, or can I see that on the website?
Yeah, it's actually on the iPhone.
Okay, because I can see the map.
Yeah.
All right. So now I've got to get an iPhone.
Sorry.
How long is it going to be? When do you expect to have it on the Android?
My hope is within the year for sure.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a few minutes left in this show. Coming up at 1 o'clock is Parts Unknown here on CITR. And so we're talking right now about the Good Pin app, the virtuous cycle, frictionless good, making it easy to just give little bits, whatever feels good in the moment when you're feeling inspired, rather than writing that check at the end of the year or when you see the sob story on the TV and you have to look away. So let's what do you want to focus on for the last few minutes of the show, Jay?
That's a really interesting question. I guess maybe one of the things that kind of gets me excited about this platform and connecting the good people to the good going on in the world and helping them connect to that good and connecting for good is the different settings that we see this happening in. And I guess I've laid out the sort of basic scenario where you're walking around in your life and you feel inspired to give for whatever reason. You see a television ad, you see something happening on the street, and you want to do something about it in the world. But then there's this scenario where there's a speaker or a musician on stage, and they're saying, hey, let's make this kind of a change in the world. And in those emotional moments, a classic example is, from my generation anyways, Bono from U2 standing up on stage saying, let's do something about it in this moment. And it's a very emotional moment, and people want to participate in that change that's happening, and giving them the ability to say, right now, in this moment, you can have the app on your phone. Let's all just give $1 to this particular cause that I feel passionate about. And those supporters of that band will feel more drawn into that moment, and that moment will have so much more meaning. As you said, it infuses meaning into everyday moments. And then as they participate, their phones are lighting up and data is being fed back to them saying, this is the impact that we're making right now in the world. This is what's happening. We're drilling a well for water, or 400 people are now able to go to school this year because of this crowd or this concert. So just really sort of tapping into the good that can happen when a group of people come together and an inspirational leader says, hey, let's make this change in the world happen. And people can do it right there. It's so exciting. And then you can also see that similar use at conventions. I was at a conference called South by Southwest last year with very influential speakers up on stage, Elon Musk, talking about his electric cars. Wouldn't that be cool if Elon Musk could then say, and why don't we, now that we've been talking about electric cars and how it's going to change the world and make the environment better, why don't we all give $2 to an environmental cause? And in that moment, when people are charged up and listening to someone they respect, having the ability to make a change in that moment is so empowering. It's so enlivening. Yeah, I get a real charge out of thinking about how people can use this app in different ways.
Yeah, me too. Get it on Android.
That's the next order of business. Tuesday morning, we'll be talking about it.
So, when you were talking about being able to, like in a concert, in that moment, inspire people to give, it's kind of like the whole Bitcoin thing. Are you guys going to be using money? Like, how are people going to give their money to these charities?
Yeah, right now it's hooked up to a PayPal API, so you have to have a PayPal account. And then you can either use your credit card or your PayPal dollars. It's up to you. But quite quickly, we're going to be broadening that to allow people to give in pretty much any way they want to give. So right now, because I think a ridiculous amount, like 70% of people in the generation that we're targeting have PayPal accounts, we've gone with that technology for now.
Okay. And so if you don't have a PayPal account, I mean, can you download the app and then, like, I just want everyone to download it and kind of get a feel for it, even if they're not ready to give, just kind of have it and see it. And even just seeing the good that other people are doing, that gives you a little bit of a boost, doesn't it?
It totally does. That's the point. We wanted to provide some good to the world because of this virtuous cycle. If you see good, you feel better. It's like, hey, wait. There's good happening all around me. I didn't even think about that. Oh, look, someone did this over here. Someone gave $5 to help a kid's school right here in this very location that I'm at. So that inspires you. That fuels you. And we're quite quickly within the application changing to a pay-after model so that you don't have any barriers. You can just get the app and start giving right now. And then just every $25, you get a bill. And you can pay that with your credit card or PayPal or however you want. So that change is coming up pretty quickly as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because I can see if you have to go through sometimes the PayPal, and if there's a lot of, like you said, that it has to be frictionless. It has to be easy for you to give. And if you've got to go through the whole rigmarole of, you know, then it doesn't always feel as good, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you just want people to feel good, as they should. You just want to give them that gift in the moment and not create any barriers between them and experiencing the good in that moment.
Cool. Well, so if you're listening right now and you want to get this app, if you have an iPhone, you can get it right now. Go to the iTunes store. It's a free app. It's called the Good Pin. And so if they're looking it up, is it GOODPIN, all one word?
That's correct.
Okay, so Good Pin, GOODPIN, just Google or search for that on the iTunes store. And then just get it and have it on your phone and let it sit there and work its magic until you feel inspired to give, even if you don't feel like it right now. And tell other people about it and email me and let me know your results and how it's working for you, because I'm really excited about this. And I want to see the results.
Yeah, we want to see the world change. And our hope is to put the power in the people's hands to change the world and then reflect back to them the change that's happening. Our end goal is to have something called the Good Pindex, where cities are showing their Good Pindex of the good happening in that town. You know, and I can see Vancouver's Good Pindex and Calgary's Good Pindex and New York's Good Pindex and see what's going on in the world.
Awesome. Oh, that's so exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting time to wrap up the show in just a few minutes, so I'm just wondering if there's anything you want to add or if there's one major point you just want to drive home.
I guess the point is that we really believe that the good is already there. The good is in each one of us, and it's out there already. And we just want to create that connection between people and that potential good, and we want to remove all the barriers and create frictionless good. That's the whole point of this, because it actually fuels itself. And that's what I'm excited about participating in.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Jay, for being here on the show. And how can people connect with you if they have more questions or they want to interact?
You can fire me an email at jay@good.pn.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jay. Take care and good luck with all of that, everything you're doing. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much, Maria. And likewise, you're doing such great work. I really appreciate what you do. Keep doing it. It's fantastic. We need it.
Thank you. Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. So again, that was Jay Baydella, and he's promoting his new app, GoodPin, G-O-O-D-P-I-N. And if you're just tuning in, Jay Baydella is actually the founder of Christmas Future, who I interviewed him many, many years ago when I met him at the Wayne Dyer Conference. The theory behind that is if we just gave 10% of what we spend on gifts to charities, we could actually create more prosperity and eradicate extreme poverty. And then that moved into You End Poverty, which had the same idea. We're working on ending extreme poverty, which is living on less than a dollar, dying on less than $1.25 a day. And now something that feels even better and is so easy for you to give. So if you have an iPhone, it is the GoodPin, G-O-O-D-P-I-N. And yeah, just get it. It's free. You can have it on your phone, no obligation. And just, it'll even give you a boost because you'll get to see the other people who are giving in the world. And that'll make you feel better. And even if you don't give on the app, you'll see it, and then you might want to help someone else in your town or put a quarter in someone's parking meter so they don't get a ticket or whatever feels good to you in the moment. It's going to really make a difference in your life. I know it. So thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm just going to play a little bit of music to wrap up the show before Parts Unknown starts here on CITR.
It is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From Parts Unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
An ocean of sound and echoes abound. It's Saturday night, so chill, and don't go out until your ears have heard a neater, deeper reverb. Bringing you the newest tracks and old favorites of shoegaze, post-rock, trip-hop, dream-pop, and everything in between with the sick echo. Enter into a deeper reverb every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm just going to play a song by Surya Devi to close the show. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to Jay Baydella for being on the show and for the amazing work that he does in the world. I was just watching a thing before I came in today on, they were talking about the emotional freedom technique, and the guy was talking about how energy isn't outside of us. We don't get energy. We actually expend, like we give energy out. It's within us, and we just expel it. And the more energy that we create within ourselves, the more energy we put out, the more energy we get. And it's just this cycle, like he said, the virtuous cycle of spiraling up and creating more and more goodness and more energy and passion and light in the world. So I just want to leave you with that thought today as you start your week. And I want to send you so much love. Be well. I love you so much. Namaste.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.